Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you see what had happened up in Green Bay during the NFL draft? It's Elizabeth and Radar, and this is your chance to play a little trivia game. Did it or did it not happen at the draft? Over the weekend. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and we've got Jennifer from Union Grove on the phone, who's going to be your lifeline, Radar, and going to help you with this.
Hey, Jennifer.
Jennifer, were you at the draft?
I was not.
And neither was Radar.
Neither was I. Nope.
So it's all good. You guys are equal here. It's a little recap. And Jennifer, what team do you root for first?
Oh, the Packers, of course.
Of course. Okay, we can play with you then.
Yeah. I don't think we can. Jennifer, I think we lost your cell here. We lost your connection. Sorry, bye. No.
Radar's the Bears fan here on the show. Okay, and for those of you listening at home, at work, in your car, some pretty easy questions, whether you're watching or not watching.
Play along.
Context clues. Mm-hmm. First question.
Okay.
Over 600,000 people attended the draft in Green Bay over the 3 days. Did it or did it not happen at the NFL draft? Over 600,000 people were there.
Well, I know they said 500. Was it that many? Jennifer?
Jennifer, what's your guess? Did it happen?
It did happen.
You think so? All right, let's see.
3 days.
Yeah,
it
very
did
good.
Happen. Okay.
Draft tones mean you're right. The buzzer means you're wrong. Here we go.
Our Airbnb host canceled our reservation right before we arrived. Did it or did it not happen at the NFL draft?
Well, Jennifer, I know that a lot of things were sold out and Elizabeth was at the draft. They did sleep over. So I'm going to say, what do you think, Jennifer?
It did happen.
That you got...
That they canceled us?
Well, they did sleep over and there was nowhere else. They didn't sleep in the car. Jennifer, I think we should say
it
did not happen.
Did
yeah.
Not.
Correct!
Did not?
All right, good.
Okay. Colorado quarterback Shadur Sanders was prank called while waiting for his name to be called during the NFL draft. Did it or did it not happen? Happen.
Ooh. I know he got picked towards the end, so I'm thinking it did happen.
I'm going to go with you on that one, Jennifer. It did.
It did, you guys.
Yay!
And here is the audio. It turned out that Shadur Sanders was pranked by a son of the Falcons defensive coordinator, and he was rolling video. Take a listen.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. Been waiting on you.
Ready to go.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. I'm going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yes, sir. Let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
What does that mean?
Sorry about that. What?
Can you believe that? That he pranked
Ridiculous.
Him like that? Oh, somebody's getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right. It's our did it or did it not happen at the NFL draft game. We've got Jennifer from Union Grove helping out Radar. You all can play along while you're listening to this. Okay. The Chicago Bears knew their picks weren't going to help them win football games, so they passed every round. Did it or did it not happen? I'm going to go with Jennifer first.
All right, Jennifer.
Oh, it did not happen.
Yeah, it did radar. Not happen, Jennifer. Even I know that one. I wasn't there. You are. Stop that over there.
Okay, we got a couple more.
All right.
A new 3-story rooftop bar and restaurant opened just a week before the draft in the shadows of Lambeau Field.
Jennifer, I'm going to have to go with you because you're the Packer fan. What do you think?
They're doing a lot of construction, so I'm thinking it did happen.
Correct.
It did?
This place is unbelievable. It's called Great North Common. It's amazing. Wow. Every floor has a theme. The first floor is pizza. Second floor is like a cowboy Nashville bar. And then the top is an event space.
Nice.
It's amazing. All right. Two more questions of did it not happen at the NFL draft? We've got Jennifer helping radar. Coach Mike McCarthy did a live broadcast during the draft. Jennifer.
It did not happen.
He's got a street named after him, though, right?
Radar, what do you think?
Sure.
I think it did. You want to change your answer?
Okay, it did.
Okay, it did?
It did happen.
All right.
And he walked right by us with Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk because he was on the Pat McAfee show in the backdrop of Lambeau Field during night one. We were screaming for him. We were cheering. Okay, final question. Little recap of the draft over the weekend. Did it or did it not happen? At random times during the NFL draft in Green Bay, the crowd would start chanting, "The Bears still suck."
Jennifer.
Oh, that definitely happened.
Oh, it happened. And let's play a little audio clip of what it sounded like when it happened, too. Let's hear it.
Bears still suck. All right. That's about enough out of you people. Is that all you know how to say? Jennifer, congratulations. Thanks for helping this Bears fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.